We'll take a full 1 minute timeout. Back for a huge decision and fourth down play for the Wildcats after this here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
Hello, this is Dylan Ashelman.
We are Ashelman Construction. For the past 27 years, Ashelman Construction has been building homes and doing construction projects all over Northeast Kansas.
Ashelman Construction is a proud supporter of our schools, our youth, and this community.
Our goal is to make your dream a reality. So if you're considering building, give us a call today at 785-207-0416.
Or 785-364-6684.
We are Ashelman Construction.
Brian and Carol Bell with Bell Plumbing are proud to support local student athletes and the local communities. Bell Plumbing has been your local source for all your plumbing needs since 1968. Family owned and family operated. That's Bell Plumbing, located in Holton.
Hi, it's Chicago Washington. I want to say thank you guys for everything you guys done for us. Go Cats.
Washington there. All the Holton seniors had a chance to record a little bump, bringing us back out of the breaks here today. Chance for those 15 Super Holton seniors to say thank you here during our live broadcast. So a big fourth down call for Holton to begin the second quarter. Andell leading it 8-0. Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking and Jake Spalding. And we thought maybe Holton would take some points, try to get something on the board and attempt a field goal, but it looks like it's the offense coming out there from the 13-yard line. Holton has fourth down and 6 yards to go. Gary Booth has just 2 yards on a carry here today. I feel like it's a play that might be calling number 13. Holton back to the double tight wishbone set. Overload the left side, actually, with an extra lineman that way. Matt Lear's looking over the defense. Andell scored on the fourth and goal at the 16. Trying to get Andell to jump. They flinched but didn't come across. Matt Lear's keeping it around the right side. He makes one man miss. He's at the 20 to the 15. Lear's lowers his shoulder but won't get enough. Stopped, and Holton will turn it over on downs. Close to the 10-yard line, but needing 2 more yards on that fourth down play as the score will remain 8-0.
Got him to the outside. He was able to elude the first tackler, but the first tackler was able to string the play out just enough, and Lear's unable to break the next tackle. Got a couple, needed about 5 or 6. Pushed out of bounds there at the 11-yard line. And 2 first downs. The Wildcats move the sticks, do some nice things, but unable to come away with points on that drive.
Tomahawk chop on the near side as Andell fans had a short 30-minute trip to Hutchinson today for their fourth straight state title game appearance. First and 10 as they take back over and a handoff straight ahead. Getting some breathing room there across the 15 to the 17-yard line before Trevor Barnett made the tackle. It was Owen Eck carrying the football. So the first time Andell had it, a 14-play, 80-yard drive, scored on that fourth and goal at the 16. Then they fumbled their first play of the next drive. Holton starting at the Andell 40, but the Wildcats could not turn the takeaway into points. They stall at the 11. And now Andell's got it back for drive number 3.
Got a turnover. I feel like the Wildcats going to need a few more of those. Need the ball to bounce their way here, get another turnover at some point.
Andell's just 6th fumble of the year. 9th turnover. Here's a broken tackle. And lunging for a first down across the 35. It is Gage Prosser. He's been pretty busy and active early in this game. And giving Andell another first down.
That's a gain of 10 yards on the play, and you just see how hard these backs for Andell run. They distribute the wealth really well between these backs. Everybody carries the ball a lot. So far, Gage Prosser leading the way. 7 carries, 34 yards for him, and a nice run there and a first down.
Hallauer and Hernandez at the corners. Fletcher and Lears are the safeties. Booth and Boswell, the backers. Charlie Gillen backs up off the line as Andell spreads it out. 2 receivers. Rylan Ammon's got the inside one. Here's an inside handoff. And a big bear hug by Abbott Hunley, who will take down the ball carrier for a short gain. Good job cutting in there by Abbott Hunley making the tackle. Roush helped finish off the play on Riley Marks. A gain of only 2 on first down.
Just a 3-man front there for Holton as they spread it out a little bit, the offense for Andell. But a nice job by Abbott Hunley coming down the line to make that tackle. Garrison Booth as well to help him finish him off. And Riley Marks gets gain of 2 on the play.
10 minutes, 20 seconds to go. We're in the second quarter. Andell leading 8-0. Their closest game, 32 points this season. Second down snap. And Spexarth hands off the near tackle. And another short gain. Charlie Gilliland will take down Gage Prosser, who gains about three more. And it'll be third down for Andale. They're 1-for-2 on third down snaps here today. They need about 4 yards here to move the sticks.
Third and four, deep in their own territory. Holton needs a big play here on fourth down. Andale pulled a guard on that play. They'll do that as well. Got some athletic linemen that can move. Trying to get that lineman out in front of the running back on the pulling guard action. Prosser with a gain of four.
Only one play that Andale's run that did not gain positive yards. That was the tackle on the halfback pass play. And another timeout here as the shot clock or the play clock winding down. And Dylan Schmidt of Andale has to take his second timeout of the day. Timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It is Cyber Monday, and you can get free shipping when you order Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn online, popcorngifts.net. Just enter the code CYBER22, that's CYBER22, the code, to get free shipping only this coming Monday at popcorngifts.net for Schlegel's many different flavors and options of homegrown popcorn just west of Whiting. Congrats to the Axtell Eagles, another area team that won a state title for the second straight year. They won 76-28 earlier today against Thunder Ridge. So the Axtell Eagles back-to-back champs. Nemaha Central leads Kingman 14-0. That's in the 2A state title. The other Big 7 team, Nemaha Central, out 14-0 over Kingman early in that one. Here it's 8-0 Andale over Holton. 9:23 to go here in the second quarter.
Total yards so far, Justin. Andale 107, Holton 42. Andale has 5 first downs to just 2 for Holton. Holton 10 carries on the ground, 42 yards, averaging a little over 4 yards per carry. Andale a little over 4.3 yards per carry, 15 carries for 64 yards.
Third down and 4 play for Andale. They hand it off, and short of the first down, it's a gain of 3 as the tackle made by Dalton Roush. Gage Prosser, again, the ball carrier, 82. Carries for him this season, second on the team only to Parthamer, and they gave him a first down.
Very generous spot. Thought it might be a gain of 3 and a fourth and one coming up, but they mark it right at the 37. Gain of 4, and it is a first down for Andale.
Andale took over 7 minutes off the clock on their opening touchdown drive and started this possession at their own 11-yard line. Holton had a takeaway, but needing to create another break or opportunity or something to kind of get the momentum back here with under 9 to go in the half. Play action pass. Spexarth again has all day. Pressure comes late. He throws it deep, far side, up for grabs, and incomplete. Getting there just in time was Caleb Hernandez. And that ball was thrown a long ways from the near hash. Spexarth clear in front of the Holton sideline. And maybe a little bit banged up on that play. I believe it's Prosser that's kind of holding the left shoulder, and he's going to come out of the game here before a second down and 10 play.
Yeah, he took a shot from Caleb Hernandez, the safety, came over and delivered a lick. Actually, the corner on that side, him and Garrison Booth were in coverage. He initially wanted Kelby Eck on this near sideline on a one-on-one matchup with Hallauer, but Hallauer, pretty good coverage here on the near side. So instead, the throw went to the far side of the field, hung up there a while, and Hernandez delivered a huge shot on Prosser as the ball arrived. Nice play.
Specs are 2-of-4 passing now, including that 16-yard touchdown. Here's a give, and not much, maybe a gain of a yard. Good play by Cooper Baxter again, the nose guard, fighting off the block, making the hit and the stop on Owen Eck. And here's third down and 8 for Andale in their own territory. Wildcat fans will come back to their feet here with 8:30 to go in the second quarter.
It has been tough sledding for this Andale offense. Nothing easy, but they've had the answer, it feels like, on third down and on fourth down every time. Once again, though, here, a third and long. Third and 8, keep them in fourth and long. You could force a punt. Big play on third and 8 coming up.
Sprint to the line, 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. They snap it, they throw it. Now Meyer looking to pass it as well. Rolling out, he fakes the pass, he wants to run. Made a man miss and dives, may have a first down. The halfback pass that Holton made a tackle for loss earlier in this game. Great coverage by Hernandez as the man downfield, Kelby Eck, was covered and Meyer could not attempt the throw. But this time the spot a little bit in favor of the Wildcats. They're going to get a measurement here. This might be fourth and very short. Andale at their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, he's going to be short. I think that was a very not favorable spot. Let's say that. I thought he had the first down pretty easily. Looked like Matthew Lears had a chance to bring him down 4 yards short of the first down, but good elusiveness there by Jonah Meyer, able to break the tackle and get upfield. And they're going to be about a foot and a half short, obviously, four-down territory as Anda will go for it here on fourth down.
You mentioned only one play that they haven't gained positive yards with the rushing attack so far here this afternoon. It is fourth down and short, but the offense ready to go for Andale. Holton allowed a first down with a defensive penalty on Andale's first drive. You don't want to jump here. The Cats show a five-down lineman look, and somebody needs to make a big play on fourth and less than one. Spexart, quarterback sneak, easily got it. Straight ahead as he falls over his center, gaining a couple up to the 48-yard line, maybe the 49. And Andale will keep this drive alive that began at their own 11. They still lead 8-0.
Right behind his junior center, Henry Eck. He's a quick one as well, listed at 6 foot, 195 pounds. I'll take the over, but he's quick. He gets off the ball, and Spexarth falls forward for a gain of a couple. Andale's seventh first down of the ball game, second one on this drive.
7:40 in the clock, moving first quarter. Andale up 8-0. Holton has had a three and out and then turned it over on downs at the Andale 11 after getting a defensive fumble recovery. Andale sends Kelby Eck to the near side. Another receiver, Noah Bruce, out this way. I formation. They fake the quick pitch. They want to pass. Spexarth airing it out deep near side. He's got Parthamer, and it's catch made down near the 10-yard line. Just over Matthew Lears. Parthamer reels it in. And Andale, when they throw, definitely likes to go deep. And Parthamer, with the biggest offensive play for Andale in this half, has him in a red zone situation.
Yeah, just a wheel route as the crossing route was not there. Jace Boswell dropped into coverage from his linebacker spot, and Matthew Lears almost there, but just a step slow, and a great ball from Spexarth over there to Parthamer.
Flag before the quick pitch to Prosser, who's trying to get to the left side. This may be another procedure penalty on Andale, who leads 8-0 and back in the red zone here. That snap was from the 11-yard line, and the officials are still discussing this penalty.
Yeah, Wyatt Spexarth has thrown for over 900 yards this season. They'll throw the ball on average about 10, 11 times a game. He throws a nice deep ball. They take some shots down the field. They're going to wave off this flag. Right now, Spexarth is 3 of 5 for 85 yards, and all three completions have been huge. A 27-yard completion on the first drive, the 16-yard touchdown pass, and now a 42-yard pass and catch to Cody Parthamer.
So the clock doing a lot of running, and the officials pick up the flag. They wave it off. There was no penalty, but about a minute between plays here with this clock running, and Andale will still have first and 10 from the 11-yard line. Almost a goal-to-go situation. Eck to the left, handoff to the right. This is Prosser, made a man miss. He's at the 5 and backs his way down near the 1. It might be a first down before Jaden Fletcher made the Holton hit and takedown.
Yeah, gain of 10 on the play. First and goal at the 1. Andale go no huddle here. They've got to wait for the officials, but they're going to go quickly. Probably just a quarterback sneak, something straight ahead on first and goal at the 1.
Start the clock, and Andale ready to go. Spexarth, quarterback sneak again. He kind of lunges, and the officials come in from the sides and say that he was short on that play. It'll be second and goal to go from inside the 1-yard line as Andale tries to make it a 2-score lead. This drive started at the 11. This is the 12th play of this drive. They scored on a 14-play drive. First time they had it this afternoon.
Now, if you're holding this ball's at the 1-inch line, I'm flinching. I'm doing anything I can to see if you can draw a false start against Andale.
They run it straight ahead. They got 11 guys all pushing and into the end zone for an Indiana touchdown. The run by Wyatt Spexarth. Quarterback sneak pushed by a couple running backs from behind. And Andale up 14-0 with this touchdown at the 6:02 mark here in the first half.
Again, nothing easy, but the pass has been the answer. The 42-yard pass and catch gets them inside the red zone, and Holton a little demoralized on defense, but it's because of the pass. 3 of 5, 85 yards for Spexarth. Two of those completions going to Cody Parthamer, and they'll kick this extra point here.
89-yard drive. The extra point is good as Marlo Sullivan now 24 out of 30 this season. Female on the team, their kicker puts it through, and it's Andale 15, Holton 0, midway point of the second quarter. That scoring drive, 12 plays, 89 yards, Tapped on the one-yard quarterback sneak. The scoring drive courtesy of Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. The Andale kickoff coming up in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sir Gelby Bulls and Replacement Heifers. Contact Jerry Wheeler at 785-364-7545 for Wheeler & Son Cattle of Holton, offering bulls and heifers. Take pride in your cattle.
Hi, this is Addie at Heart to Home. Please remember to shop local for all your holiday decor and gift-giving needs this season. Find holiday hours and events at hearttohome.com. Heart to Home Gifts and Decor, south side of the square in Holton. Go Cats!
Hi, this is Holton Senior Asher Larson. I want to thank you guys for supporting us all these years, and let's go Wildcats.
15-0, Andale leading Holton. Welcome back to Hutchinson. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Jake Spaulding with you. Short kick will be returned by Gary Booth. Over the back shoulder catch inside the 15. He's at the 20, straight ahead at the 25, and dives out near the 30-yard line. Holton will get it for the third time in this game, but now down by two scores and need to put an offensive drive that produces points on the board right now.
Yeah, you watch enough Andale games, Justin, and you realize this is the danger zone for teams. You get down by a couple scores and you don't have that answer to counterpunch, and then all of a sudden things start snowballing on you. So very important for the Wildcats to put some first downs together, get some points on this drive. Keep in mind, they get the ball to start the second half. Got to get something positive offensively here.
Sam Miller splits out to the near side. Fletcher checks this way as well. Matthew Lears hands it off, looking for a little hole and unable to find one. Tackle on Gary Booth made at the line of scrimmage as Kelby Eck, the strong safety, came up and finished off the play for no gain. It was second and 10, Holton at their own 29-yard line.
The quick Jack Krause in there as well. He's a 60-foot shot putter. Very quick, strong, listed at 5'10", 240. Into the backfield there from his defensive end position.
Holton only a couple first downs here in the first half. Just their third drive. Second down and 10. Lears in the pistol. Gets it. Counterplay. Booth hit and tackle. Maybe a one-yard loss. Counterplay, and Andale won the battle in the trenches as Eck was up there and had some help. Shea White in on the stop, and Holton's got a third and 10. They've gained nothing on the first two snaps here of this drive.
Those down linemen do such a good job of occupying blockers, and then the linebackers, they're good backers, but when they don't get blocked, they're even better. Able to come up and fill, and a big stop at the line of scrimmage there.
Third and 10, no pass plays attempted by Holton yet today. Lears in the pistol, will pass this one. Looking, he has a couple receivers downfield, and one lineman. I don't think that's seen. Barnett upset with himself, but I don't see flat. Oh, there it is. Yep.
Barnett's about 10 yards down the field, so this will be ineligible downfield.
Declined. Andale. It was incomplete anyway.
Yeah, Andale will decline it for sure.
Now we talk about the physicality of this game and two smash-mouth teams, but mentally it's a challenge to play a squad like Andale. Just so many things that you have to think about and prepare for, and so much happening in between plays as Holton going to be forced to punt it back to Andale here in the final 4.5 minutes of this first half.
Ineligible downfield. Declined. 4th and 9. Yeah, you're right. It's just a meat grinder, as Coach Barter referred to it earlier this week. It is. It's a mental grind. It's every single play. They're going to come hit you just like what Holton does to their opponents all year. And right now, Andale bringing it on the defensive side. Nothing easy. Holton trying to throw some different wrinkles in there, but to no avail. And they're going to have to punt the football here on 4th down.
Punt team comes out on the field. Matt Lears, for the second time today, will have to kick from inside his own 20. Andale's got one man back deep. That's Kelby Eck, who stands inside his 35. Lears' first punt wasn't terrific. He's averaged 33 yards a kick this season. Snap by Jaden Fletcher, a good one, and the kick is away. This one better, good hang time. Spiraling kick will be caught in the air at the 33. Looking for some room, but tackled at the 35-yard line. Great job getting downfield and making the play for Holton there on special teams.
Caleb Hernandez, I believe,
yep,
made that tackle.
Yes, it was.
It's good coverage.
Only a couple yards on the return. Decent kick, but now Holton really needs a stop, trailing 15-0 as the Andale offense is back on the field.
And you can tell Andale smells blood in the water. Don't be surprised if they take another shot down the field through the air. They know if they can get this to a 3-score game by halftime, they've got a really good chance at their fourth straight state title.
One of the closest game Andale's had during this 50-game win streak was a 20-0 win against Perry LeCompton. That was in the state title game here in Hutch a few years ago. Here's Riley Marks up the middle. Big gain on first down. 9 yards. Actually, might have got 10 as he crosses the 45-yard line, falling forward there at the end of that run.
Gain of 10. 9, and then got that extra yard with just his strength and legs falling forward for the first down.
Andale is 6-1 in state championship title games. They have one timeout to work with here, just over 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. Hand off again, Riley Marks breaks a tackle. He's in the open. First down at the Holton 40, and down near the 38, Hernandez makes the stop. Riley Marks, big bruising back, as we've talked about. And Andale now is in business here again, leading 15-0.
And where things were a little difficult between the tackles early on, two fullback dives, 10 yards, 17 yards, and Andale really imposing their will on this drive.
Here's a handoff straight ahead. They fake the reverse. And Gary Booth will make the tackle on Gage Prosser, but still a gain of almost 5 yards there on the first down run for Andale. They're not in a huge hurry now, as they'd like for this to be about the final possession of this first half. Holton has had it three times, a pair of two and outs, and then ran seven plays after recovering a fumble, but stalled and turned it over on downs at the Andale 11. Holton's had some opportunities. That takeaway, they had a chance for fourth and goal at the 16, couldn't make a stop. There's a big hit by Lears, but carrying a defender on his ankle and kind of hopping for a couple yards is Riley Marks again. Going to bring up third down and short. Andale now is at the Holton 28-yard line. More substitutions for the Cats on the defensive line. Hundley in there. Jakari Washington just replaced Cooper Baxter. Dalton Roush, one of the down linemen as well. Ammon and Gilliland are the defensive ends.
Trying to get some fresh bodies in up front.
Third down and one. Spexarth backs out from under center. Split backs. Look like one of them moving way early in a straight-ahead play that it's good for a first down. Spexarth, the quarterback, takes it to the 23. Yeah, it sure looked like a running back there that
he was moving
quite
forward.
A bit early.
He was moving forward at the snap, no doubt. They got away with one there. Should have been an illegal motion. No flag, a 5-yard gain, 6-yard gain on the quarterback sneak. 12 first downs now for Andale this half.
Spexarth gives it, fullback, and hit, stops short of the 20. Andale is 4 of 5 on third downs, and they're 1-for-1 on fourth downs. So they have yet to be stopped except when they fumbled it. And looking for a third score now as they're near the red zone. It'll be second down and 8 here on this play. Had a couple gains of over 10 to start this drive. And now a good tackle by Lears. He didn't quite bring him down, but still a short gain of a yard or two. Lears got there and slowed down the back, which was Owen Eck.
And even there, that looked like a good defensive play and no gain on the play, but Owen Eck able to slip out of the tackle and gain 2 or 3 yards. That's huge. It was 3rd and 8 if we make the tackle there at the line of scrimmage, but he gets 3 more yards instead, 3rd and 5.
Another third down opportunity, but 4 down territory for the Indians as the clock under 2 minutes now. Well, it stopped.
Went out of bounds on the play.
2 minutes and 1 second officially is Coach Dylan Schmidt, graduated from Andale, head coach, and year number 6 was an assistant before that. The reverse play to Parthamer, running to the left. He cuts it up. 2 Holton defenders there. Big hit, but looks to be close, maybe a first down at about the 13-yard line. They're going to stop the clock and get a better view of this one. Holton popping the pads, but as you mentioned, Andale falling forward, just seemingly when we would make a play for a short gain, it still turns into a 3, 4, 5 yard carry by the time the back is finally down and the ball is spotted.
Yeah, so hard to disengage from those lead blockers. Those linemen do a good job of engaging. Lears came up and put a good hit on him right at the first down marker. It is going to be fourth down and less than a yard for this play.
And we got a whistle on the near sideline and a timeout by Coach Dylan Schmidt, who wants to talk it over here before the fourth down and one. Andale leading Holton 15-0 with 97 seconds left here in the opening half. We'll take a timeout and return in 30 seconds to the 3A state title game here on KNZA.
Jackson Farmers Feed Mill. This is Matt.
Morning, Matt. I was just calling to see how quickly I could get a delivery out to me today.
Normally, if you order by 9 a.m. in the morning, we can do same-day deliveries.
Alrighty then, how much of an advance notice do you need for bagged feed orders?
Normally, 24 hours is sufficient for bagged feed orders.
Alright, Matt. Thanks a lot for the help. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling Jackson Farmers Feed Mill at 364-2966. Jackson Farmers, we've been serving you since 1918 at four locations, Holton, Lancaster, Effingham, and Meriden.
Hi, this is Senior Brody Page. I just want to thank you guys for coming to all of our games through the years and supporting us, especially this year. Let's go, Holton.
It's fourth down and one for Andale at the Holton 13-yard line. 15-0, Andale leading late here in the second quarter. Quarterback keeper, the little sneak has been a successful play on short yardage situations for Andale. Specs are to the line. He'll hand it this time to Parthamer. An easy first down run to the left. At the 10, he spins forward and gets down inside the 7-yard line. As now it'll be goal to go for Andale. Looking for a 3-score lead. They go to Cody Parthamer, the senior there, on fourth down to convert.
Yeah, fourth and less than a foot, or about a foot anyway. They go to a kind of a T formation. He's got a couple lead blockers out in front of him. The edge was sealed. And they get about 7 yards on that play.
Ninth play of this drive, and it's Parthamer again down near the one. Quick burst that time by Parthamer following the block of Braden Weber. And now back on the football, second and goal to go from the one. Wyatt Spexarth going to try to sneak it in. He's pushed by his backs. In fact, Spexarth turned his back towards the end zone and was looking to get a push from his running backs. They say no touchdown, so it'll be third and goal to go from the one, and we're down to 45 seconds remaining here in the second quarter.
That was kind of interesting. Went with a quarterback sneak, and running back comes in and pushes right on his quarterback, and be real careful with that. That could get called for assisting the runner. You don't see that very often unless they grab him and pull him forward, but technically.
Third and goal, Spexarth hands, Parthamer takes it in. Touchdown run to the left side for Cody Parthamer. Just 26 seconds before halftime, Andale executed that drive just as they wanted, taking about the final 4.5 minutes off the clock. They score their third touchdown of the game and lead it 21-0.
Andale now with 241 yards of offense. They've run 34 rushing plays, averaging a little over 4.5 yards per carry. So no big gashing runs running the football, but they've consistently stayed ahead of the sticks and getting themselves into third and fourth and short situations.
Marlo Sullivan with the PAT. This one is up and good. It is 22-0, Andale over Holton. Late first half. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley Electric in Holton has been serving the Jackson County area for 65 years. Residential, rural, and commercial wiring plus electrical repair. They're also your local Briggs & Stratton dealer specializing in whole home generator systems. For great service, call Riley Electric in Holton at 364-2821.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson. Concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool designs. Good luck to the Holton Wildcats today.
This is Holton senior Caleb Hernandez, and I would like to thank the community for showing up through the years. Go Cats.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Jake Spaulding back with you. Our Holton Channel crew, Kyler Catherines and Ethan Will. 22-0, Andale now leading as they kick it off here with just a few seconds to go in the half. This one takes a wicked hop. Matt Lears will pick it up at the 22. Coming near sideline, trying to bounce it around the corner. Flag down, and Lears takes it up to the 40, but it's coming back. And, man, looked like kind of laid off and did not. There was an opportunity there to kind of push a guy, but it didn't look like he really even touched him.
Yep.
This one's coming back on a 10-yard block in the back, I think, against Holton on this kick return.
They might have got Logan Peterson on that one, but I don't know. That didn't look like there was a whole lot there. Flags down at the 26-yard line. I'm moving back to the 16.
Again, it has not been easy for Andale. A 14-play, 80-yard drive, then a 12-play, 89-yard drive. That last touchdown possession covered 65 yards, took 11 plays before Cody Parthamer's 1-yard touchdown, and the kick by Sullivan makes it 22-0. Holton with a couple timeouts here, but back at their own 16-yard line now.
It's
Try to get a positive play here before the break. Holton will get the football to begin the third quarter. Lears in an overbalanced line to the right side. Holton hasn't ran many plays. Here's the give to Booth. Right side and tripped up as he tried to kind of hop there over a defender. Will Holton run another play as Booth gains only one there on first down?
Just no running room. Went to the counter play, and that'll be the half as the Wildcats outgained 241-44, and the Andale faithful here on our near sideline come to their feet. Very impressive defensive performance. They chopped enough wood offensively to put together three touchdown drives in the first half.
244-41, the yardage. Holton actually won the turnover battle 1-0, but man, time of possession. Holton really only had the football three times, and twice it was three and out. So we'll go over some more of the statistics coming up here at halftime, but Andale with the lead, 22-0 here at the break. It's a 3A state football championship game live from Hutchinson. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. It starts next.
Cecil K's Hometown Market in Holton is your local grocer with a terrific meat department, fresh produce, and bakery, as well as custom items to grab and go. Shop online at cecilk.com. Love local at your family-owned convenient grocery store. Cecil K's on Highway 75 in Holton.
Wheeler & Son Cattle is one of the state's leading providers of purebred and balancer Gelby bulls and replacement heifers. Contact Jerry Wheeler at 785-364-7545 for Wheeler & Son Cattle of Holton, offering bulls and heifers. Take pride in your cattle.
Helping you live life better. Complete Chiropractic Care Center.
Dr. Stephanie with Complete Chiropractic Care Center specializes in spinal decompression therapy for treatment of chronic back pain without surgery. For a non-invasive approach to healing of herniated or bulging disc, helping you feel better one treatment at a time. Call or stop by for an appointment today.
Complete Chiropractic Care
Center. This is Dr. Stephanie. Come visit us on the east side of the square, downtown Holton.
At Jayhawk TV and Appliance in Holton, being a local business makes it easy to know their customers, what they need, and when they need it. That's why Jayhawk TV in Holton is offering savings for trusted brands like KitchenAid and Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana this holiday season. Stop by and bring home a kitchen suite or laundry pair that's well-equipped to help you tackle each task at hand so you have time to focus on other things that really matter. Check out the great specials and enjoy service after the sale at Jayhawk TV and Appliance in Holton.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Hey, this is Holton Senior Matthew Lears. I just want to thank everyone for the support that you've given to this team. Go Cats.
Welcome into our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Our halftime score, Andale 22, Holton nothing. Some pretty mind-numbing statistics that kind of back up that score. Andale had 13 first downs. Holton had 2. Andale time of possession over 17 minutes to Holton just 6, so almost 3-1 in time of possession. Andale was 3 of 8 on third downs and 4 of 4 on fourth downs. They converted every opportunity in the red zone, able to overcome their only turnover, and ran a lot more plays than Holton did. That time of possession and total plays heavily in favor of the Andale Indians, who lead it 22-0. Then you look at this game, and if Holton makes a stop on fourth and goal on Andale's opening drive from the 16-yard line, even if that tackle could have been made into two just to keep Andale off the board there and make a stop in the red zone, Holton had to punt, but then they recovered a fumble and had it at the Andale 40, and that could have been a 0-0 game. Holton with the football, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, 0-0. But Holton was unable to capitalize on that turnover or make the fourth down and long stop. They got a couple first downs, but stalled at the Andale 11-yard line. And then Andale scores two touchdowns in the second quarter, sandwiched between another Holton three and out as the Cats went three and out on two of their three possessions in the first half. And Andale converting those third and fourth down opportunities. Long scoring drives in terms of the plays. 14 plays, 80 yards, 12 plays, 89 yards, and 11 plays, 65 yards for Andale as they lead Holton 22-0 at the break. So a couple little things, Tink, a couple stops, and Holton just couldn't get enough of those stops, and with the one limited opportunity, really, that they had, they couldn't cash in. I feel like Holton's doing a few good things defensively. They're making Andale work and earn everything, but Holton's offense has been really, really flat and stopped here in the first half so far.
Yeah, just can't find that answer. And you know, we talked about this in the pregame. We knew this going in, that this is a really good Andale football team, and it was going to take not only the solid game plan, the perfect execution, and you got to take advantage of every miscue and every opportunity you get. And you look back and you circle about three different plays. Holton gets the short field after the fumble. You give up the 4th-and-16 touchdown pass. Those are backbreakers. Those are backbreakers against good teams. Against great teams, you just can't let that happen. You got to find a way to make those plays and get the ball in the hands of your offense or take advantage of the short field when you get that opportunity offensively. Holton only with two first downs, got into the scoring zone once, but really just haven't gotten that push that they need to get the running backs get going. They can't find running room. Their leading rusher, Garrison Booth, only 3 yards in the first half rushing the football, and Jaden Fletcher 20 yards, Matthew Lears 13 yards, but just can't get going offensively, and it all starts up front. You know, this Andale team is fast. They tackle well. 1 through 11, they all tackle well. Just don't see those missed tackles, and going to take a score out of the second half kick and then a couple breaks here in the second half for Holton to get back into this one.
No doubt the Wildcats will have the football to begin the third quarter, but it's got to be go time and needing points desperately there to make a statement, try to get back into this game beginning the third quarter. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Our halftime show will continue. We'll get you all the first half statistics when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications website at rainbowtel.net.
Schlegel's Popcorn is making your shopping easy this holiday season. Stay at home and visit us online at popcorngifts.net and receive free shipping on orders over $30 on November 28th. Just use promo code CYBER22 at checkout. The only hard part will be choosing between all the gift boxes, tins, and 26 flavors of popcorn. Remember, use code CYBER22 at checkout. Schlegel's Popcorn, fresh from our farm to you.
J&M Market. This holiday season, your one-stop shop. Visit Victoria with Magnolia Bell Boutique, Michelle with J&M Sewing Center, and Minta with Olson Design. Located on the west side of the Holton downtown square. Wishing the Wildcats good luck at state. Napa Bob and his pal Gus want to wish the Holton Wildcats good luck during their state championship football game today. Congratulations on a great season so far and bring home a championship. Bob Lamberson and Gus with Napa Auto Parts in downtown Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Gowans Stadium. We're in Hutchinson, Kansas for the 3A State Football Championship. And it's Andale leading Holton 22-0 at halftime in search of their fourth straight state title and win number 51 in a row for Andale. By the way, Nemaus Central leading at halftime 20-3 against Kingman. So Nemaus Central in 2A with a good lead at halftime in their state title game. Let's get you the first half statistics that are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. The Optimized Tax Management Group sponsoring our first half statistics. And we already talked about a few things in terms of number of plays, time of possession, and conversions for Andale that have all been very successful. But breaking down the numbers, Tank, I think you mentioned this earlier. You know, Holton hasn't got much going offensively, but Andale's three big passes completed in this half. I mean, not a lot, but three passes. Man, those were all huge parts that helped set up their three-touchdown drive.
Well, let's face it. They had to go to the air to be successful in the first half, and they were able to go to the air and be successful doing so. As Holton has done some nice things stopping the run between the tackles. They've made things difficult. Got a turnover. If you would have told me that they were forcing Andale to drive up and down the field and no big plays, the longest running play for Andale in the first half was a 17-yard fullback dive. I think Holton takes that. That's pretty good. They forced a turnover, but three big pass plays, and one is a touchdown on fourth and 16, fourth and goal from the 16, just a backbreaker for this defense on the opening drive. So, they've got to find some answers, honestly, offensively to get back in this game. Defensively, going to need some turnovers, going to need the ball to bounce their way a little bit. I'd be all right if it started raining any time about right now. Something to change things up a little bit for these Wildcats is right now not looking so good. We'll go ahead and give you those first half stats, Justin. We'll start with Andale. The Indians finished the first half with 13 first downs. They have 158 yards rushing on 34 attempts, averaging 4.6 yards per carry. Passing the football, they are 3 of 5 through the air for 83 yards. So Andale has 241 total yards of offense here at halftime. Andale had one turnover in the first half. That was a fumble, and they had two penalties for 10 yards. Individually, the Indians led on the ground by Gage Prosser. He has 11 carries for 57 yards. Riley Marks has 5 carries for 45 yards. Owen Eck has 6 carries for 27 yards. Cody Parthamer, 5 carries for 19 yards. He has a touchdown run. Wyatt Spexarth, 5 carries for 10 yards. And Jonah Meyer carried the ball twice and netted 0 yards. Wyatt Spexarth also had a rushing touchdown there. Passing the football, Spexarth, 3 of 5 for 83 yards and a touchdown. Three completions go to two different receivers, led by Cody Parthamer, 2 catches for 67 yards. And Riley Marks, 1 catch for 16 yards. That was a touchdown. For Holton, the Wildcats finished the first half with just two first downs. They have 41 yards rushing on 31 attempts, averaging 3.2 yards per carry. Holton was 0 for 1 passing the football, so 41 total yards of offense for Holton here at the break. Holton has no turnovers here at halftime. They have 4 penalties for 21 yards. Individually, the Wildcats led on the ground by Jaden Fletcher. He has 3 carries for 20 yards. Matt Lears has 3 carries for 13 yards. Jace Boswell, 2 carries for 5 yards, and Garrison Booth, 5 carries for 3 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 0 for 1, and your halftime score is Andale 22, Holton 0. Again, time of possession, 17 minutes and 16 seconds for Andale. Holton just with the ball for 6 minutes and 44 seconds of game time there in the first half.
Yeah, the first downs, 13 for Andale, just 2 for Holton. A backbreaker indeed. Stay tuned during our Be Outdoors post-game show. We'll pick a Giant Communications lineman of the game. We'll also pick a Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on coming up during our Be Outdoors real estate post-game show here later from Hutch. Well, Holton will get the football to begin the third quarter. We will talk about what has to happen for the Wildcats. Down 22-0 at the break when we continue and wrap up our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show from Hutch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945, and they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821 or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs & Stratton dealer.
When life happens and your vehicle's driving capability stalls out, don't punt. Call Mike Lovern at Lovern Brothers Body Shop. Whether you are in need of a complete engine installation or the exterior has seen better days, Mike has the skilled staff to keep you moving in the right direction and where you belong, in the end zone.
Touchdown!
So don't cause a delay of game. Call them today at 785-364-2353 for a free estimate. Mike Lovern at Lovern Brothers Body Shop, south of Holton on Highway 75.
Hey guys, it's Senior Tucker Dillon. I would just like to thank the community for their support throughout our year. Go Cats!
Welcome back here to Hutchinson with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tinking and Jake Spalding, our Holton Channel crew this season. Kyler Catherins and Ethan Will with us here as well. Andale leading it 22-0 at halftime. Holton will get the football in this third quarter. Holton has trailed a few times this season, unlike Andale. Actually did trail once, 7-6 against Pratt, their first time facing Pratt this year. But we talked about, you know, trying to find a way to put a little pressure on Andale, try to make him play four quarters and maybe doubt themselves for just a bit. Holton really didn't make Andale doubt themselves much in that first half, and it's going to be a four-quarter game only if Holton can go score here to start this third quarter and get a stop or two on defense. Holton was behind last week at halftime. They trailed Topeka Hayden 17-14, but a little bit different animal as Andale. You hear all about them, you see all their scores, and you know that they don't have a bunch of Division I guys on the team, just a typical small school. But man, anytime that we've had a chance to see Andale, and it's typically been here in Hutch, but they played in Rock Creek a couple weeks ago. I know some fans took in that game as well. And it's just a team that is so solid, so fundamentally sound. And I think one of the big things that I noticed in that first half is that it seemed like, and we mentioned it, I mean, Andale at the end of every play got an extra 2 or 3 yards. And for Holton, that didn't happen once on any play that I feel like they got just a little bit extra at the end. And just that that little bit can add up and take a toll on a team in a matchup of this caliber.
Yeah, you know, we talk about this year after year, Justin, you and I do, and sometimes the difference between a championship-type team and a non-championship-type team, and both these two teams, obviously championship-type teams, but especially Andale today, so difficult to beat. They just make themselves so hard to beat. And when you're in front of the sticks and you're in third and two and fourth and one the entire game, you're not going to stop Andale on third and two, fourth and one. You've got to get him behind the sticks. You've got to get him into third and fourth and long, and then you have to execute on those plays to get off the field. And so far they've had the answers, obviously, on third and fourth and short, but also when they've gotten into third and long, they've been able to convert as well, if not on third down, then on fourth. You know, for Holton here in the second half, this has been a big play offense all year. And it's definitely a group of kids that is a, I guess, a momentum and enthusiasm can work both ways with these kids. They've got to find something positive. If they can get things going the right way and turn this ship around quickly, like on this first drive to start the second half, they can get back in this football game. But again, we talked about Andale. This is where teams get the danger zone. You get to a 3-score deficit, and this team's thinking about hanging 50 or 60 on you at this point if you want to lay down and quit. So Holton's definitely got to come out and execute on this first drive, put some first downs together, put points on the board, and see if they can catch a break or two in the third and fourth quarters to get right back into this football game.
Throughout the season, our scoring updates have been brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, and it's time to update your vehicle. Call Joe and the team at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? All the other state championship games are nearing halftime as well. This is actually the biggest margin of any game, 22-0 Andale over Holton. One game is final, an 8-man Division II Axtell repeated back-to-back state champs. Axtell winning 76-28 against Thunder Ridge. You have Cunningham leading Ashland 14-8 at halftime in the six-man games. In Class 1A, how about this score? St. Mary's 22, Inman 19. So a close one there in 1A. St. Mary's leading 22-19 over Inman. In Class 2A, Nemaha Central leading. We told you that score was 20-3, so a 17-point margin there. Nemaha Central leading Kingman 20-3. In 4A, it's Bishop Miege 21 and Wamego 14. So Miege only up by 7, a touchdown over Wamego at halftime. Mill Valley 21, Mays 7, so Mill Valley up two scores in 5A, and the game is tied at halftime in 6A as Gardner Edgerton and Manhattan tied 7-7. So that's in 6A. Mill Valley leads 21-7 over Mays in 5A. Miege over Wamego 21-14 in 4A. Nemaha Central up 20-3 over Kingman in 2A. St. Mary's leading Inman 22-19 in 1A. The 8-man Division 1 state title game has not started yet. Axtell 1, Cunningham leading 14-8 in 6-man. Our score again here in Hunch is Andale 22 and Holton nothing. The Wildcats will get the football to begin the third quarter. First, our final timeout as we wrap up the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. You heard the halftime stats, and you'll hear them again at the end of our broadcast, presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton and NEK Tax Services in Whiting. We'll return for the second half kickoff after this break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let a breakdown leave you brokenhearted. For a reliable and trustworthy towing company, contact Roush & Sons of Holton. Professional trucks with clean and courteous drivers available 24/7. Accepting AAA, credit cards, and other roadside insurance plans. Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery, 364-1964.
The tradition of strength and care, Mercer Funeral Home.
Making the right choice is simple. This is Caleb Smith, Funeral Director at Mercer Funeral Home. Over the past 6 years, I've helped make tough times a little easier for families across Northeast Kansas. Visit Mercer Funeral Home in Holton or Valley Falls for more information about our personalized monuments and how to plan ahead. The right choice since 1934.
Mercer Funeral Home. Well, life well remembered.
In Holton or Valley Falls.
Johnsonville in Holton is committed to their people for over 75 years. And proud to be a part of the Holton community. Discover the advantages of joining the Johnsonville family by visiting jobs.johnsonville.com.
Prairie Band One Stop is your one-stop shop along Highway 75 just north of Mayetta. Stop by for fuel or a wide selection of food and drink options featuring PT's, coffee, and Native American-themed items for sale. Stop by and visit Prairie Band One Stop just north of Mayetta off Highway 75.
Diamonds by Design.
Hi, Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Store at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka. This Christmas season, make Diamonds by Design your jewelry store. Whether it's time to pop the question or other jewelry needs, we have it all and can custom design that perfect piece for you. And remember, if your jewelry's not from Diamonds by Design, chances are you pay too much. Go where Santa shops. Diamonds by Design, 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
When you demand the very best, Diamonds by Design.
This is Holton Wildcat senior Charlie Gilland. I just want to thank everyone in the community and the coaches for supporting us throughout the years. And Wildcat country, let's ride.
Welcome back to Gallen Stadium here in Hutch. 22-0 Andale leading Holton as we get set for the third quarter. We're going to go back down to the sideline, get a weather update and a Holton sideline update from Jake Spaulding. Jake?
Well, hey, guys. Yeah, down here on the field, the rain has cleared out. The wind has calmed down. And I feel like there's another thing that's calming down this sideline just a little bit from Holton. They came out, they got loose, and you can see these coaches. Again, we talked in our tailgate about how this is a 27th tradition under Coach Brooks Barta.
All right, might have lost Jake there at the end of his statement as we get set to begin this third quarter. Holton will receive the second half kick. Well, gee, just the fourth time that Holton has had the ball on offense. Wildcat offense has not been stopped all season. Holton's lowest scoring game of the year was 28 back in week one against Nemaha Central. Obviously, Andale a different beast and averaging, allowing only about 6 points per game this season. We'll see if the Holton offense, just a big play here or there, can infuse some confidence try to get Holton back in the game. Maybe a kick return. It'll be Lears and Fletcher. No, Booth. Lears and Fletcher back to return this kickoff for the Cats. We'll go from right to left on your radio dial here in this third quarter. Justin Flugmike tanking. Jake Spalding with you. Kickoff man is Cooper Marks for Andell, and the third quarter is underway. A low line drive kick angled to the near side, and it's going to roll into the end zone. Thankfully, almost went out of bounds as well, but Jaden Fletcher watching that one go into the blue end zone here in Hutchinson, and Holton will start at the 20.
Fortunate break there for Andale as that creeped right inside the pylon for a touchback. If that goes out of bounds 1 yard sooner, it's out to the 35. Instead, the Wildcats take over at their own 20-yard line here to start the second half.
Holton will come to the line of scrimmage, trailing by three scores. Cooper Baxter has Roush and Hundley to his left, Phillips and Barnett to the right. Tight ends Charlie Gilliland and Sam Miller. Fullback Jace Boswell. Miller now shifting as a wideout to the near side. Gary Booth and Fletcher are the tailbacks. Booth going to come left and then shift in motion to the right. The play goes right. It's an option. First time today. Fletcher hit and tackled for a loss. Play made in the backfield by Landon Harp. He's a sophomore corner on the far side. Harp, one of just a couple sophomores that start for this Andale team, but on the option pitch, Holton tackled there for about a 2 yard loss.
Assignment sound football as he comes up and makes the tackle in the backfield and goes low. Takes out Jaden Fletcher's legs. Loss of two on the play. Now Holton behind the sticks.
First time we had seen the option called here in this game. Holton using a lot of different formations and looks. They overload the right side. Fletcher comes out of the backfield to the left. Lears wants to pass. Has two receivers. Nobody open. Now airs it deep for Fletcher. And it is caught by Jaden across the 50. He turned and found the football between two defenders. Heck of a catch for Jaden Fletcher. Holton gets 34 yards on that play after having just 41 total offensive yards in the first half.
Needed something to maybe loosen up this defense for Andale just a little bit as he wasn't necessarily wide open. The ball just a touch underthrown, but Fletcher did a good job adjusting to the pass and bringing it in for a first down across midfield.
Fletcher caught two long touchdown passes last week against Tatum. Here's the give to Booth. Carey bouncing off a defender. 45, 40. He's close to a first down as Holton looks to pick up a little momentum here. Booth gaining nearly 10 there off the right tackle, and it is enough for a while. Oh, no, going to say second down and one. From the Andale 40-yard line.
Garrison Booth, 5 carries for 3 yards in the first half. That's the leading rusher for the Wildcats coming in with over 1,600 yards rushing. Got to get him going in the second half. A nice 9-yard gain there.
Booth averaging nearly 14 yards per carry. Holton is 9 yards per rush as a team this year. They go back to Booth. There's a first down. Gains about 3 yards inside the 38 to the Andale 37. Sam Miller checks out. Jackson Bear will run in the play. Coach Barta and Coach Mirpool on the far sideline discussing the play call here. Holton looks to get on the scoreboard, trailing by 3 touchdowns. Fifth play of this drive. Got the big pass reception to Jaden Fletcher across midfield. Now it's double tight. Wishbone overload alignment to the left. Andale shifts to the left. Lears with the counter play to the left. And tripped up at the 35-yard line. Ball carriers Jaden Fletcher for the Cats, only a couple there on first down. Good sportsmanship, and they'll help helping Holton guys back to their feet after a gain of 2. Is back in running in this play is Sam Miller for the Cats.
Just look at every tackle that Andale makes, and it's low. Down below the waist, around the knees, taking out the legs. That time it was Kelby Eck coming up from his linebacker position.
Second down and a long 7, nearly 8. Out of the backfield goes Booth in a slot now to the right. The snap never came. Well, 10 guys moved. I guess maybe 9, but Baxter kind of puts his hands over his face mask there and hides in embarrassment a bit as him and Lears didn't move. Everybody else did. Baxter just didn't quite snap it in time. Now it's second down and 12.
And Cooper's got to regroup now as that play's over. Still in Andale territory, still inside the 40-yard line. Yeah, it's second and long, but execute on this play.
Feel bad for the linemen, you know. So often they get pointed out when they have a penalty or a misplay. We don't often see every of their blocks and give them the credit that they deserve. A lot of Great lineman. It's so easily overlooked. Here's a rushing play to the right side. Gary Booth gaining about 3 yards, and it's going to bring up a 3rd and 9. Obviously, Holton is in 4-down territory here, down 22-0, 3 minutes into the third quarter. They'll run this play from the Andale 36.
Yeah, definitely 4-down territory for the Wildcats, regardless of the outcome of this 3rd-down play. Need some positive yards here.
This play is a handoff, second man through, but not much for Gary Booth. Maybe a yard to the Andale 35. So a couple good plays on the pass to Fletcher and the run, but now stopped on a couple plays back-to-back here, and Holton's got a big play coming up. It's 4th-down and 8. Holton has not ran a play on 4th-down. They've punted it away, 0-for-1 on 4th-down. Stopped at the 11. They punted it twice on a 3-and-out in their first half possessions. Here on 4th and 8, Lears wants to pass. He's looking in some trouble, throws it over the middle to Fletcher, and a diving interception made. Andale's going to get it at the 15 instead of just knocking it down and having it at their own 35. But a diving pick made as Lears struggled to find anyone open. Just the second interception thrown this season, but it's in the red zone, and Holton on 4th and 8 could not convert. No points here to begin the second half.
Looks like that was Shea White, the starting senior safety. One of the seniors you don't hear a lot about on this Andale roster, but a tremendous play there, diving in front of the intended receiver, Fletcher. And they'll get the ball again for their offense, this time inside their own 15.
8:08 to go, third quarter.
Lears threw that one into coverage, but he had to throw it. It was 4th down. You got to throw the football.
Andale starting this drive from their own 13. There's a big hit, but unable to make the back go down. Now Mark shifts his way up close to the 19. Gaining about 6 yards there, Riley Marks, with the initial contact and stick made what would have been a 1 or 2 yard gain, but we're repeating ourselves. Those tackles not being made at the point of contact here so far.
Yeah, first contact not bringing them down. And again, Riley Marks is a load. That is a kid that is a state champion javelin thrower. Just a freak in size and strength. Got to take him down with everything you got.
2nd and 6, gives straight ahead. H. Prosser got a lot of the carries in the first half. This is Owen Eck on the carry here, and he gets 4 yards, enough for a 1st down. Andale up to their own 24-yard line now at their first drive here since the break.
Talk about taking those guys down. First contact, yeah, you take a lesser back against lesser competition. You come up and you make a stick like that, they fall. Make a stick like that, they bounce off, and they continue to fall forward.
1st and 10, Andale hustles to the line, overloading it to the left. Give it to Prosser left, tripped up. That time it looked like Gary Booth kind of just got a hand on Prosser's leg and knee, and it slowed him down as he fell forward for about a 2-yard gain. But good play there by Gary Booth. Now 2nd and 8 as Andale will change some personnel. And actually, Wyatt Spexaw just came out of the game, their quarterback.
Taking him out a few times here today, and Owen Eck has went in and played quarterback. A lot of times Eck has carried the ball whenever they went into this formation. Also, they've got
Carson Butts
running the play in from the tight end spot.
Starter on the defensive side, their leading tackler. Here's a quarterback run, but a whistle, play going to be blown dead. Owen Eck again was taking the ball there at quarterback.
False start. Yeah, when they bring Owen Eck into that quarterback position, he's carried the ball as many times as not, and 7 carries, 31 yards, he was going to get the carry there. Now a 2nd down and long situation. The Wildcats got to take advantage of these opportunities.
Spexarth back into the contest. 6:25 remaining here in this third quarter. Holton going with that 5-down lineman look, bringing Charlie Gilliland and Ryland Ammon up on the outside of the front line. Right now it's Barnett, Baxter, and Roush out there. 2nd down, they got a hurry. Play clock down to 3, and 2nd and long. Give it straight ahead, and Marks gets hit and tackled at about the 32 by Matthew Lears, but about a 10-yard gain, going to bring up 3rd and short. Marks isn't the quickest, but strong and got a little shiftiness to him as well.
Yeah, he's a big kid, good athlete, and thought Andale might throw the ball there. Instead, they spread it out and run the fullback dive.
3rd down and 2. Spexarth comes out from under center. Here's the give left. Parthamer needing just a couple, and on second effort, he gets it. Takes it from the 33 up to the 36-yard line. Gain of a few there before Barnett made the stop, and Andale will keep their offense on the field. Yet another conversion for Andale on third down.
Yeah, they go tight, and Holton really hasn't had an answer for that run, as that's about the only thing Parthamer has done, is taken like kind of that buck sweep action and getting to the left side of the line and getting 3-4 yards. Got 3 yards and a first down there.
Center and receiver come out of the huddle. Now the rest of the line sprints there, and a quick snap, and the give is to Marks. And he's got three wide jerseys taking him down. Chase Boswell, the corner, Hallauer, crushed in that time. And again, a short gain on first down of only about 1 yard. Ammon will go off the field for a breather. Tyler Phillips checks in on defense. We're under 5 minutes to go, third quarter, and Holton's still down 22-0.
Andale very patient, huddling up, running the play in, using all the play clock. They know the clock is their ally with this three-score lead. The clock trickles under 5 minutes here in the third quarter.
One takeaway today, 17 on the season for this Holton defense, needing some more. Here's the give to Prosser, spins back to the middle and has tackled another short gain as he came back between the hashes there and met Holton's Jace Boswell. He'll go play college football at North Dakota next year. Boswell leading tackler on this team, so a gain of one on first down, gain of one on second down, and now Andale facing a 3rd and 8 here at their own 38-yard line.
Last time on 3rd and 8, they spread it out and then ran the fullback up the middle. Got to think at some point they're going to go back to taking a shot down the field. They've yet to attempt a pass here in the second half. Just 7 rushing plays on this drive.
3 of 5, 83 yards passing in this game for Wyatt Spexarth. He's going to pass here. Looks on a slant, and the ball is caught. First down, he finds his tight end, Noah Bruce, who takes it across the 50-yard line. Pretty simple little pitch and a quick catch there and a first down. Bruce, the tight end, 6'3", 225 on the roster. That's his first catch today and 7th one of the season as Andale converts.
Quick pass and catch, 13 yards and a first down into Holton territory. Andale just kind of feels like they're in total control, doing everything at their own pace, not concerned when they get into 3rd and long, 4th and long, feel like they have an answer for everything and the plays that they're calling.
I feel like Schmidt's playbook is kind of wide open. Here's the give straight up the middle. Flag blows the play dead.
I think the tight end on this side was lined up in the neutral zone, so they'll move him back 5 yards, Justin.
They've overcome all their penalties so far here in this game. And back working on that clock and time of possession again with the 3-score lead. Andale's got it down to 3:27 left here in the third quarter, but now 1st and 15 from their own 46-yard line. 9th play of this drive. Again, all the scoring possessions for Andale have needed double-digit plays, but all have resulted in scores except the one drive that they fumbled. Taking time here. Play clock down to 10 as they sprint to the line. Spexarth under center on the reverse. Parthamer running to the left. Hit. Good job by getting in there. Jaden Fletcher made the hit. It's a 1 yard gain. Fletcher stopped that play. Maybe the best Holton has defensively in this game with Parthamer getting it around the left side.
That looks like Tyler Phillips in there as well on the defensive front. And nice stick there. Just a gain of 1.
Talk about all the Holton guys that have missed some time and battled injuries this year. Their backs, their secondary. Tyler Phillips, one of the linemen that's played pretty banged up. Trying to leave it all out there his senior year. It's a pass play. Spexarth on 2nd and long. Flushed into a sack. He'll be taken down for a 2-yard loss right on cue. Tyler Phillips with the QB sack as Spexarth stepped up in the pocket. Thought he was going to take off. Wasn't across the line of scrimmage, but Phillips caught him from behind.
Nice play there by Ty Phillips coming off the edge. And you're right, I think Spexarth was going to run that and probably going to have some success if he's able to get out of the pocket. But Tyler Phillips dives at his ankles, takes him down for a 2-yard loss, and it's 3rd down and 16.
Last time Andale had 3rd and 16, it was their opening drive of the game, and it was a goal-to-go situation. They were able to score on a little pass play floated out of the backfield to Riley Marks. Spexarth under center, wants to pass here on 3rd and 16. One-on-one near sideline, throws it up, and it's caught between two Holton defenders. Hallauer had pretty good coverage. Lears, the safety, was coming over, but up goes senior Kelby Ack at 6'2". and he just went out, jumped the Holton defenders to catch that ball and convert at the Wildcat 24.
It's a big-time play, and you've seen a lot of that on film with Kelby Eck. They're wide out, not afraid to throw the ball up to him in traffic, and he just out-jumped everybody, high-pointed the football in traffic, a 32-yard pass and catch on third and long. Again, Andale has the answer.
Under 90 seconds left now here in the third quarter. Tegan Orth will run in this play and line up as a tight end on the near side. Spexarth with split backs behind him on first down. Give it to the first man through and tripped up shy of the 20-yard line. That was a solo stop by Cooper Baxter, fighting off the block of the center Henry Eck and getting enough of Owen Eck there to make the tackle for about a 3-yard gain on first down. Holton had it to begin this second half at a long pass play to Fletcher and picked up another first down, but eventually an interception thrown as Holton unable to convert in their two red zone opportunities here so far today. Still down 22-0, Andale from the Wildcat 20-yard line. Second and 7, Parthamer to the left, hit by Booth. Falls forward down to the 18-yard line. Caleb Hernandez helps finish the stop. Hernandez had like 14 tackles in that first game of the year against Nemaw. He missed more time than any of the Wildcats did this season. I think almost 4 games. But really solid defender. And kind of like Fletcher and some of those other guys, can play safety, can play corner. And Holton's got a 3rd and 5 to try to defend here on this next play, which isn't going to be until the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Hernandez had 7 tackles in the first half today. Matthew Lear's 9, Jaden Fletcher 8. And Andale's fans come to their feet as the third quarter ends.
13-play drive will continue with a 3rd and 5. Ball is at the Holton 18. Andale ahead 22-0. No scoring in that third quarter. Both teams only had it once. And we're back in 1 minute here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Holiday season is upon us, and that means that Giant Communications is bringing back the 12 days of giveaways. Enter now, one giveaway per weekday from December 8th till December 23rd. What's on the line? Well, you can win a $100 gift card to various local businesses. You can't win if you do not enter. Time for you to visit giantcomm.net, fill out your information in the registration form, and just click submit. It's Giant Communications 12 days of giveaways. Happy holidays on Giant Communications.
Are you an energy giver or an energy taker? At B&P Propane, we are creating a culture of positive energy. We are encouraging others to share a smile, not a frown, to open the door, not let someone down. We feel it's the responsibility of every business and citizen to be a part of the community by contributing to its local charities, schools, and churches. Yes, it's easier to have free delivery of gifts and food to your front door, but how does that energize community? Someone may need to see your smile and feel your handshake. Today, a local business may need that extra dollar to pay its employees and feed their families. Join B&P Propane in 2022 and let's be energy givers.
This is Tyler Phillips here, and I just want to thank my community, the coaches, and everyone that supported me through the years. And let's go Wildcats.
Tyler Phillips making a couple defensive plays here on this drive, but as we start the fourth quarter, Andale leading 22-0. Spexarth looking to pass. 3rd down and 5, floats it out into the flat, and he's got Owen Eck, who's tackled one-on-one by Eli Hallauer. Looks to be about a yard short of the first down at the 15. So 4th and 1 coming up here for Andale on their first drive of this second half. Got 4 yards on that play. And now on 4th down, we're so far here in this contest, Andale has converted 4 for 4 already. Needing just a little over a yard. May not be the QB sneak. Spexarth, and they draw Holton off sides. And a little push by Charlie Gilliland after he jumped as he was looking to take out the tight end, Noah Bruce, on that far side. So a 5-yard encroachment penalty against Holton will give Andale a first down.
Andale doesn't like that, but obviously Charlie's not trying to jump off sides on 4th and 2.
Fired off and was ready to take on his defender, but that's the second time that Holton's jumped defensively there and given Andale a first down via the penalties. It's goal to go. Andale's got it at the Holton 10-yard line, looking to increase their lead to a 4-score game. Again, the closest game Andale's had all year was 32-0 against Cheney, a defense that has pitched six shutouts this season and 19 shutouts during their 50-game win streak. Here's Marks getting off the defender and taking it inside the far pylon. He was hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage by Jace Boswell, and a flag comes in on that play. May not be a touchdown, but what could have been a 2-yard loss was a touchdown for the moment on a tough run again by Riley Marks.
This is going to be a hold against Andale. That's a pretty impressive run. Strong kid, but a 10-yard penalty against Andale will back him up. It doesn't count.
Yeah, guys, the Holton Wildcat defensive end on this side, Charlie Gilliland, was the one that got held on that one, got thrown out of the play. That was a good call by this white hat.
Thanks, Jake. So first and goal to go, but at the 20-yard line now is where Andale has it. We're just underway here in the fourth quarter. Andale will split a receiver, Kelby Eck, way out to the near side, and now another one comes this way. That's the tight end, Noah Bruce. One receiver to the right, Spexard the pass. This is a goal to go and thrown behind the receiver. Thought Fletcher had a chance to jump that, maybe pick it off. Ball thrown well behind the target, Kelby Eck, and now goal to go again from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, trying to pass the football there on first down and goal from the 20.
16-play drive. This one officially the longest of the game in terms of plays ran for Andale. They started this drive at their own 13 with over 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Now eating up clock here in the fourth quarter as well. Second down and goal. Spexarth, quick pitch to the left. Prosser tried to cut it back, spun around, and tackled at about the 18. Charlie Gilliland and Trevor Barnett take down to Gage Prosser, and it's third and goal from actually the 19 is where the ball is spotted.
Now, Justin, I've watched the linebackers for Holton today, and they've played well. I mean, you see Jace Boswell and Garrison Booth just flying around. You got Fletcher coming up as well in that outside backer spot, flying around to the football, playing hard. They're playing really hard, and they're getting into the line of scrimmage area, making tackles. But Andale, again, getting into short yardage situations and able to convert nearly every time when they get into that spot. Here's a third down and goal from the 19.
They've tried two halfback passes today. Spexarth is going to drop back to pass here. Looking, he has a man underneath, but throws it deep into the end zone. Up and, oh, it's incomplete. Almost another catch in double coverage. That was a great try just off the hands of the receiver that time. Again, Holton had it defended well. Almost, though, going up and making that catch was Cody Parthamer. Now it's going to be fourth and goal to go from the 19 here for the Indians.
And we've seen, obviously, their ability to run the football, Justin, but their ability for their receivers to go jump and get a pass. The athleticism. I mean, that's a big-time attempt right there. Going up high, good ball, and almost brought it down in the end zone for a touchdown.
Andale's wrestling team has been a top three, top five program. Their basketball team was in the state championship game last year. We talked about the success for their track team. Spexarth trying to draw Holton off sides, cannot, and then Coach Dylan Schmidt takes a timeout. Coach Schmidt was a pole vaulter. He's a K-State grad, returning to his alma mater at Andale, and has his team up 22-0 as we'll take this timeout with 10:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Andale's got fourth and goal at the 19 when we return on KNZA.
Are you ready for a yard that you can be proud of and maybe a little more time to enjoy that yard? Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is owned by Austin and Mariah Gibson, and besides mowing and trimming, they offer weed control and fertilizer, pre-emergent for crabgrass, seeding, and aerating, and they even do garden tilling and spray trees for bagworms. Call Grassroots Lawn Care at 785-872-0118. Take the first step towards a lawn you can enjoy. Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is where satisfied customers send their friends. Call 872-0118 for Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton.
This is Holton Wildcat Senior and Sam Miller. I want to thank my community and family. Go Cats.
Timeouts presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try the many different flavors and options of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Their website is popcorngifts.net. And this Monday, it's Cyber Monday. Get free shipping on any popcorn order. Just enter the code CYBER22 at popcorngifts.net. That's this Monday for free shipping. CYBER22, the code at popcorngifts.net for Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Fourth and goal from the 19. Andale out of the timeout. Spektroth drops back, airs it out deep. A Holton defender got lost, and then Parthamer dove in the end zone and came up empty. Boy, I don't know what happened. Booth kind of gave up on the play, and Spektroth ended up open in the end zone, or Parthamer rather. But for the first time today, outside of the fumble, Andale is stopped as Holton will get it back here and still down 22-0.
He's got to move fast here. Did a good job there getting pressure on the quarterback. Spekstar threw that one up. It wobbled, and receiver got turned around, as did Holton defender, and it fell harmlessly in the end zone. But now the Wildcats with 81 yards in front of them as they take over at their own 19. Need some first downs. They've got to do something positive on this drive.
Lears gets it, hands it off. This is Gary Booth. Tough run. Ball came out late. Play was blown dead. Gain of a couple to the 21. And Holton likely needed to move pretty quickly here. They're running in plays with Jackson Bear and Sam Miller, so not able as easily to go no huddle and call plays from the sideline because they're using so many different formations and things here today.
And they probably still can, but you got to get some momentum going here first. Got to get some first downs.
Second down play, Lears keeping it. Has some room at the 25, at the 30, Lears to the 40, and out of bounds. So a big run for Matthew Lears, who ran for over 700 yards last year as the junior QB. This year he's getting close to a 600-yard rushing season. That's a big first down for Holton. Maybe a little bit of momentum. Just 10:08 left to go in this game.
Yeah, well blocked, and they had the pitch man taken. A good read there by Matt Lears to cut it up. He gets a gain of 21 yards, easily the biggest play of the day so far for the Wildcats on the ground. And a first down out past the 40.
One pass play, that was completed to Jaden Fletcher, a 34-yard strike earlier in the second half. Here's Fletcher on the run. In the middle of the defense of Andale, he goes, gaining yardage across the 45, up near the 47. And that's a 5-yard pickup for Fletcher on first down as Holton tries to increase the tempo here just a little bit, still huddling up in this fourth quarter.
The running lane for Fletcher is gets 5 yards on a first down carry. Wildcats back up on the line here.
Holton trailing by 3 touchdowns. Double tight wishbone. They overload the left. They hand it left. That is the fullback. And Boswell up to the 50-yard line will set up a 3rd down and 2. Just tough sledding for most of the Holton backs as Andale's black jerseys from top to bottom have gotten to the football quickly again here today.
Yeah, not a no huddle, but a quick huddle. And they're back to the line of scrimmage. They are moving quickly.
3rd down and 2 from midfield. Lears on the option again. Fakes the pitch. Got a big running lane. He's at the 45-40. Trying to stay on his feet at the 30. Caught from behind inside the 20. Looked like Lears kind of ran out of gas there a little bit or had something kind of catch him, or he might have been off. Nice option fake pitch, and Lears with another nice QB run.
Yeah, give him a gain of 33 yards. Once again, they just don't have the quarterback. They got the pitch man covered up. Lears fakes the pitch, cuts it upfield. He kind of tripped over the 30-yard line, almost went down there. Got an extra few yards, and the Wildcats into the red zone for the second time today.
Just over 9 minutes left to go in this game. Holt looking for their first score. Fletcher to the left, cuts back, runs over a defender. Fletcher still on his feet inside the 10. He fumbled the football. Fletcher fumbled at the end of the play, and Andale has recovered. That might be the dagger. A great run of 8 yards for Jaden Fletcher, but it came out late. And Holton's first turnover of the game comes at the Andale 10-yard line, as the Indians, for now, keep the shutout and control of the game intact.
Ah, that's tough, as Holton was doing some really nice things, getting the option to the outside and getting some running lanes up the middle. It was going to be a 7-yard gain and a second down play coming up and a fumble. Andale with their second takeaway today. That's something they've prided themselves on this year, Andale, with their takeaways. And they get a second one there that might put this one away.
Yeah, Andale's thinking 8-minute drive right now. They're going to take all the time they can off this fourth quarter clock, still leading 22-0. This play is a give to the first man through up to about the 13-yard line. Cooper Baxter makes the tackle on Gage Prosser, gain of about 3. Boy, deflating.
Yeah.
Tough time for that turnover in the red zone. As you mentioned, right when Holton seemed to be maybe figuring some things out, finding a little rhythm and momentum. Now it's back on the defense. It's been on this field a lot here today in Hutch. 2nd down and 7. The give is to Owen Eck. Tackled by Matt Lears. Safety comes up and makes the hit. It'll bring up a third down and two from the 18-yard line here for Andale.
Yeah, gain of five on the play. And Andale, game reminds me, I'll probably talk about this as this game wraps up, Justin. This reminds me a lot of how Holton defeated Eudora, the state championship game in 2012. And Holton jumps off sides. It'll be another first down for Andale.
Third and two.
Just a defense that just smothers you and just doesn't let you get anything going. And Wildcats have had a couple opportunities in the red zone and been unable to come away with points.
We knew that was going to be an issue because Andale gets you into hurry up, to come to the line, that run their plays so quick, you're trying to adjust and figure things out. And then they come up and go on a hard cadence. And it's so tough mentally, the challenge for Andale opponents, as they're going to take a lot of time off the clock here on this play clock from 40 all the way down. The game clock now at just over 7.5 minutes remaining as Andale's got a fresh set of downs now at their own 23.
Wildcats with 129 yards on the ground on 25 carries, averaging over 5 yards a carry. Good play by Dalton Roush on that one.
Gain of just a yard.
That was Parthamer. Parthamer on the carry, yep.
And Andale will take another 30-plus seconds off the clock here before running a snap play on second down and nine. Andale's longest streak is the fifth in the state. They could tie Claflin for the fourth longest winning streak in the state of Kansas with their 51st here today and send their seniors out undefeated. Second and nine, quick pitch with some blockers. Cutting it back, Parthamer. Flag comes in late. Gain up to the 29-yard line. A pickup of about five. Let's check the penalty from the back judge here. With 6 minutes and 40 seconds left now in the fourth quarter.
It's got to be something against Andale, I would think. A legal block. Yep, holding against Andale. Back at the 25, so this will move them way back. Their fifth penalty for 30 yards today. His defense for Holton has pitched a shutout in the second half. I'm telling you, the defense has played pretty well today. About a couple of key plays short, but the game plan sound, making Andale drive the length of the field. No big rushing attempts to speak of. It's been a physical football game in the trenches like we knew it would be.
Andale averaging nearly 400 yards and 55 points per game.
Right now they're at 336. Only 205 on the ground, though. 205 on the ground and 131 through the air.
Second down and 15, and another give straight ahead. Pyle moves up to about the 19-yard line. Still going to be double sticks here, and a third down coming up for the Indians as half of this fourth quarter has now expired. It's just the second time that Andale's had the football in this second half. Tank mentioned, Holton's defense has pitched a shutout. Yeah, you make a stop on fourth and goal at the 16, and a couple other times you had a stop on a fourth and short, or even a couple plays that were like third and eight that Andale converted and able to score there in the second quarter twice that made it 22-0 at halftime.
Also reminds you a little bit of 2 years ago with Perry and Andale down here.
Yep, it was 20-0 in that game. Here's a fake pitch. Spexarth wants to pass, throws it behind the receiver, still made a catch. Short of the first down, but what a grab from behind by Carson Botts, the leading tackler and linebacker on defense, just a backup on offense. That was a great catch in traffic, the throw behind him, and it brings up a fourth and two. Does Andale go for it here at their own 31?
I think they probably will.
They did punt once in this game, which is the, they did not punt, excuse me. They've punted once all season. And they're going to go for it here on fourth and two. Holton can't jump. Spexarth comes out from under center. Three running backs there, all side by side by side. Spexarth checking the play clock at 10.
Dylan Schmidt going to probably use a timeout here as this play clock gets under five. He's right next to the line judge, and he will indeed use a timeout.
So the clock at 4 minutes and 43 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Andale may punt out of the timeout. It's again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. Try all the many flavors of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Some great holiday gift options as well. And this Monday, you can get free shipping when you go to the website, popcorngifts.net. Just enter code CYBER22, that's CYBER22, to get free shipping only this Monday. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn on their website, popcorngifts.net.
Well, the question now is, will Andale punt the football for the second time this season or not? It's not fourth and a foot. It's fourth and a healthy 2 yards, a little more than 2 yards off this play. It'd be a very aggressive play call, but they seem to have the answer every time they've needed it today.
The way their defense has played, most teams would probably punt this one away. Up 3 scores, under 5 to go. You know, it's going to need 3 possessions, so giving them 1 here, making them go at least 60-some yards, and probably...
They went hard count before the timeout. They may do it again. They may do it again out of the timeout. We'll see.
Yep. So 4th and 2 from their own 31. Andale hustles to the line. They lead Holton 22-0. They do go hard count again. Spexarth comes out from under center.
Unbalanced line. There is one lineman to the left of the center. Everybody else lined up to the right. Yep, timeout, Andale. They went hard count. Holton's run unbalanced today where they've had 2 linemen to the side of the center. That time we saw 1 lineman to this side of the center and everybody else lined up to the far side of the field for Andale. But then they called timeout.
Emos Central continuing to roll. Scoring update from Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Emos Central up 26-3 over Kingman. So it's looking like a Big 7 League state title. Emos Central trying to win their first since 2019 and in control of that class to a title game. So if that score and this score holds true, Tank, Holton will have 2 losses this season if they end the year 11-2, and they will have 2 losses to 2 teams that won state championships.
Yep.
Nothing to hang your hat at that, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. A couple of good teams on the 2 ends of this schedule. Hey, look at this. Andale's lined up to punt the football. They had to call timeout to make sure everybody knew where they were supposed to be for this kick, apparently.
I asked Coach Dylan Schmidt this week, I said, you know, punting, how many times this year? 1? He goes, yeah, it feels silly working on it in practice every week, but they do punt it away here, and it'll hang up and not be returned as Lear stays away from it. It does take a Holton roll up near the 45, so Holton at their own 45-yard line will get it for a 3rd time here in this second half.
24-yard punt and no return. Again, the Wildcats still pitching a shutout here the second half, 22-0. Love to see the offense get going here and put one in the end zone. Line up for an onside kick, see what happens. Got some things going with the option play on the last drive.
Had it in the red zone twice. Turned it over on downs at the 11. Threw an interception and then fumbled. Actually, 3 times we've had it in the red zone. Off the Andale fumble in the first half. Here's a run by Gary Booth that goes nowhere. Tackle made right at the line of scrimmage. And the first half, Holton had it in the red zone, turned it over on downs at the 11 after Andale fumbled. The interception was thrown in the red zone in the 3rd quarter. And then here in the 4th quarter, they fumbled inside the 20. So 3 opportunities in the red zone for Holton. If they're able to convert those 3, it's a tight game. Here's Lears on the option, fumbling! And Andale has recovered. That one just slipped out of Lears' hands. Holton a turnover that'll pretty much do it here with just 4 minutes and 5 seconds remaining as Holton fumbles it away on their 2 fourth-quarter possessions.
It's going to be an option to the far side of the field and penetration into the backfield, knock the football loose out of Lears' hands, and Andale gets their 3rd takeaway of the day. We said Holton would need to win the turnover battle today more than likely. Like they're going to lose the turnover battle, as that's now 3 giveaways, only 1 takeaway for the Holton defense.
Yeah, almost +1 in the turnover department at halftime, but it hasn't been good since then with the run now by Owen Eck. A little shimmy and cutback as he takes it down to the Holton 29-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards for Eck on first down. And now Holton's defense, that again has been on this field all day, is out there playing for a lot of pride here at this point to try to keep this second half shut out and score respectable.
Yeah, they've strapped them up for 4 quarters, this defense has. If you would have told me that you held Andale to 22 points through almost 4 full quarters here, I'd say you're in the game and you got a shot. defense has definitely held up their end of the bargain and done a nice job today.
22-0 Andale running straight ahead here on second and two and getting a first down at the Holton 25 down to the 24. It's about a five-yard gain. The quarterback carried at that time, Wyatt Spexar, through. That's some big conversions for Andale today, running plays under center. Holton still with three timeouts remaining. Andale's actually used all their timeouts here in this second half, but if Holton will choose to use any here, we're under 3 minutes now left to go in this 3A state title game from Hutch. Spexarth gives Prosser, cuts back, 20, 15, big stick there. As that lick was delivered by Caleb Hernandez. Well, no doubt go down as one of the best senior classes for Holton all time, an offense that certainly one of the top offensive units that Holton has had. But, yeah, the senior class of 15 will not be forgotten for a long, long time.
Yeah, tremendous run, a tremendous season. And, again, playing their best football at the end of the season and proving that the two best teams in the state in Class 3A were on the field here today for sure.
Spexar, the quarterback sneak on second and two again, and once again he's going to move the sticks, picking up the yardage needed inside the 15-yard line.
He just gets right behind center Henry Eck and says, I'm following you, big boy. He's gotten 16 yards on eight carries, and I think every one of them has been a quarterback sneak.
And the clock going under 2 minutes remaining here in this fourth quarter. Andale led 22-0 at half. That is still our score. Andale 13-0. For the second straight year, they were 12-0 in 2020, 13-0 in 2019. The first of, looks to be, four consecutive state titles. Tripped up here is Owen Eck. Gain of a couple yards. Could take a knee or something if they wanted here. We're under 90 seconds now remaining.
Holton hasn't used their timeouts and probably won't at this point. And they're using up all the clock with each play.
They could just about take two knees here, and this one would be over. Second down and eight coming up, and both teams starting to.
How about Andale over here? About ready to win their fourth state championship, 51-game winning streak, and this sideline, everybody's sitting down, pretty ho-hum, huh?
Dead quiet.
It is
just
quiet
another day at the office.
Another day. This is just as quiet on this sideline as it is on the far sideline right now.
Quick pitch around the left corner and close to the pylon. Out. Nope, they call him in. Touchdown run for Owen Eck. So no need taken. Instead, it's an 11-yard touchdown run. Andale up 28-0 with the first points for either team here in the second half.
A toss sweep. He kicked the pylon with his foot, which means he's in the end zone for a touchdown. Owen Eck will be their leading rusher, but a balanced attack. How about this? Owen Eck, 70 yards. Gage Prosser, 64. Riley Marks, 63. Parthamer, 34. And Spexarth, 16 yards rushing. Don't have a 100-yard rusher today. They've been very balanced.
Extra point try by Marlo Sullivan is no good. Hit the right, upright. So it clanks off that one for the seventh miss this season for the Andale female kicker. The score is 28-0 as we slip in a quick timeout. Don't forget post-game, final stats, and season summary all still here to come today on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Aaliyah Wallace. I'm part of SAFE at Atchison County Community High School, and I want to remind you that seatbelts are for everyone and that going faster can lead to disaster. Even if you're running late, don't speed. Saving a few seconds isn't worth risking your life or someone else's. Driving over the speed limit means you have less time to stop for tractors, trailers, animals, or anything else in the road. Speeding also makes it harder to take a curb without you and your vehicle ending up in the ditch. Follow Safe Kansas and Drive Safe Kansas on Twitter and other social media. Buckle up and drive safe.
This is Holton Wildcat Senior Jaden Fletcher. I just want to thank my community and my family, and go Cats! Rawr!
Along with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Jake Spalding back with you here in Hutchinson. 28-0 Andale, six-play drive covering 38 yards. Owenek, 11-yard touchdown run, his 10th one of the season. Andale kicks it a squib here that'll be picked up by Matthew Lears at the 15. 20, return to the left side and across the 30-yard line before an ankle tackle made there. Scoring drive summaries again courtesy of Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton and online at WilsonTireKS.com. A chance for Holton maybe to run one or two final plays to conclude this 2022 high school football season. Loss in week one to Nemaha Central cost the Cats the big title that they were able to win last year for the first time since 2015. Holton had won 11 straight, all by 20 points or more. Ja'Kari Washington in as fullback, Hernandez in motion. It's an option play, and the pitch back to Jace Boswell. That is Boswell. Gave up its fullback spot, shifted when Holton needed him because of injuries. Had some big games at tailback, over 700 yards rushing this season. Looks like Colton may run one more play here. That play actually was a two-yard loss there on first down on the option pitch to Bozzi.
One more play here, and Dylan Schmidt's about ready to get a bath here on the near sideline.
Snap and the give. It's Boswell again off left tackle. Made one-man miss. It gets up to about the 38. That is an eight-yard gain, but that is the final score of 28-0 as Andale has their fourth consecutive state championship, again undefeated, and winners now of 51 games in a row. 28-0, their closest game of the season, including a touchdown in the final minute. But Andale gets the job done and caps a 51-0 mark for just 13 seniors that are on this Andale team. I don't see their winning streak ending anytime soon.
Yeah, a lot of underclassmen that got a lot of reps this year, including today, that made some plays on the field here. And you can see that definitely a state title that this crowd and their following expected. Kudos to them for playing a four-quarter game. Holton pushed them. It was not easy. This was not a gashing effort by their rushing attack. They didn't even have a 100-yard rusher today. They had to grind out drives. I guarantee you Dylan Schmidt is going to be very complimentary of this Holton defense and the way they played today. But in the end, it was the Andale defense, the smothering Andale defense that holds Holton to 169 yards of offense. And they forced three takeaways, and they shut out Holton in the state championship game. Andale's defense, good enough. I think they could play with just about anybody in the state, mainly because that defense could shut down any team in the state, I believe. Congratulations to the Andale Indians. Tremendous team program effort and a great season by those guys and that tremendous group of seniors that they have.
Even the players aren't really celebrating. I mean, you don't see a bunch of chest bumping, high-fiving, jumping up and down, kind of like the fans. I mean, they're over here, a few of them kind of clapping, but it's kind of a
They're excited. There's smiles, but it's sure not rowdy.
I mean, it was expected. They've done this 4 years in a row now.
Absolutely.
Thought they would do it. Most everybody in the state outside Jackson County thought they would do it. Today they showed up, and they did it. And Andale's your state champions. Holton will have this team and a trophy and a 2022 state runner-up coming back to Holton High School. And certainly nothing to be ashamed of in losing to this Andale Indian squad for the 3A title in Hutchinson today. Jake, were you want to jump in?
No, I was just sitting here waiting, listening, guys. But what I was just going to say, kind of what the tanking you just had mentioned a second ago, as they announced Holton with the state runner-up trophy being presented to him right now, was just, I mean, this kind of begs the question across the state of, should there be an all-state game, right? Like, should there be an all-class game when you're seeing different teams from every classification
kind of like they had for All-State, you know, back with basketball years and years and years ago. And, you know, thank you mentioned to it, this defense from Andale, it's impressive. And everybody saw it on film. Everybody saw it on paper, what they can do. But how about Holton's defense today? Again, I don't want to throw too much negative towards that. Their defense played probably the best out of anybody that Coach Dylan Schmidt has seen since he's been here at Andale. And so, again, it's a
Coach Dylan Schmidt of Andale taking the trophy back to his team as he lost Jake just there at the very end. And the trophy's being presented as the final score again here today, 28-0 in favor of Andale. Their win streak will continue. We got postgame coming up. Stick with us. More to come here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money, Joe Friday. Tails win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Zoyer Custom Building and Remodeling is proud to support local schools and community events. When you're thinking about remodeling a kitchen, renovations, or for bigger building projects from the ground up, call Gary Sawyer, 364-2425. Friendly, professional, and a local business. Sawyer Custom Building and Remodeling of Holton.
Custom Creations in Holton. Proud to support local area athletes. Congratulations to the Holton Wildcats on making it to the state championship football game. And don't forget Custom Creations when it's time for your letter jackets to get their patches. Custom Creations, locally owned and operated. Good luck to the Holton Wildcats. Voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Trails Cafe is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Try Cafe Q. And come on, you know you want to follow the trail to great food? Come by Trails Cafe, right off Highway 75 in Holton.
Riley Electric in Holton has been serving the Jackson County area for 65 years. Residential, rural, and commercial wiring plus electrical repair. They're also your local Briggs & Stratton dealer specializing in whole home generator systems. For great service, call Riley Electric in Holton at 364-2821.
Brian and Carol Bell with Bell Plumbing are proud to support local student athletes and the local communities. Bell Plumbing has been your local source for all your plumbing needs since 1968. Family owned and family operated. That's Bell Plumbing, located in Holton.
Wheeler & Son Cattle is one of the state's leading providers of purebred balancer, Gelby bulls, and replacement heifers. Contact Jerry Wheeler at 785-364-7545. For Wheeler & Son Cattle of Holton, offering bulls and heifers. Take pride in your cattle.
Hi, this is Addie at Heart to Home. Please remember to shop local for all your holiday decor and gift-giving needs this season. Find holiday hours and events at hearttohome.com. Heart to Home Gifts and Decor, south side of the square in Holton. Go Cats!
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
This is Jason Boswell. I just want to thank my community, family, and friends for supporting us throughout the season. Go Cats.
And welcome back to Hutchinson. We're going to go right down to the sideline. Jake Spalding has Holton coach Brooks Barta. Jake.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, hey, coach. A state championship. Just give me.
Well, I'm proud of our kids. I thought we played hard. I thought we prepared really well. We had them in situations we wanted them in, and they made some plays. They made some nice catches and had a couple nice calls. And we had it down there a couple times with a chance to score, and we made a mistake or missed a block or I made a bad call. And to beat them, we had to make all the plays today, and we didn't make all those plays, offensively or defensively.
I want to talk a little bit about defense. That was something that everybody was saying, that their offense is unstoppable, and you guys really showed that it is, and your defense really played phenomenal. What went into the week of practice leading into this game to be that successful on the defensive side?
Well, they're a really tough prep, so we had to make a lot of adjustments to maintain some of our defense, so I thought we did a really good job of that all week, and You know, same thing. We had to make a tackle here. We get them a third and long, and they make a catch, and we just don't go up and catch it a couple times. And those are the things you got to do to win state championship against a really good team.
And talk about just these 15 seniors, your final game, you know, what they've meant to your program and what they've done is encouraging and becoming better men.
Well, they're really good athletes, and everybody knew that. And, you know, I think I'm most proud of the progress they made in terms of leadership and starting to do things for others and caring a little bit less about themselves and worrying a little less about themselves and more about others. And that's really what we want to accomplish. And if you do those things, you end up being a good team and you get to play in these kind of games.
Well, congratulations on a great season, Coach, and a state runner-up finish.
Yeah, it's a good season. We'll see what we do next year.
All right, we'll see you next year, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot. Jake Spalding down on the sideline there with Holton head coach Brooke Sparta. It's Andale that wins their fourth straight undefeated state title today by a score of 28-0 here in Hutchinson. Well, it was 22-0 at halftime. Andale's first touchdown of the game came on a fourth and goal from the 16. And they converted on a Wyatt Spexarth pass to Riley Marks. And it was 8-0 Andale at the end of one quarter. We knew possessions would be limited for Holton. They basically had the ball six times today. Besides the one play that they ran right before halftime, Holton basically just had six chances with the football today. Punt, turnover on downs, punt in the first half, and then interception, fumble, fumble. Holton had three drives in the second half, all three of them eventually resulting in a turnover, and a couple of those coming in the red zone. Andale got a couple of long drives that they were able to score touchdowns in the second quarter as they were ahead 22-0 at the break, and then they get their final touchdown with just 51 seconds left in this game. It was 22-0 until the final minute when Andale tacked one on late to win their 51st straight game and defeat Holton here today. Let's jump to our final statistics. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Tax season will be here, but don't wait. Call early to schedule your appointment. They will help you with your tax return and offer advice and counseling throughout the year with the Optimized Tax Management Group, Holton Tax Service in Holton, and NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Tank final stats today.
Yeah, we'll start first with the Andale Indians. Andale finishes the day with 22 first downs. They had 246 yards rushing on 57 rushing attempts, averaging 4.3 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 7 of 12 through the air for 142 yards. So Andale finishes the day with 388 total yards of offense. Andale had one turnover today. That was a fumble. And they had six penalties for 40 yards. Individually, the Indians were led on the ground by Owen Eck. He finishes with 13 carries, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Gage Prosser had 15 carries for 64 yards. Riley Marks had 8 carries for 63 yards. Cody Parthamer, 11 carries for 33 yards and a touchdown. Wyatt Spexarth had 8 carries for 16 yards. He had a touchdown. And also Jonah Meyer carried the ball twice that netted 0 yards. Passing the football, Wyatt Spexarth was 7 of 12 for 142 yards. His 7 completions go to 6 different receivers. Led by Cody Parthamer, who had 2 catches for 67 yards. Kelby Eck had 1 catch for 32 yards. Riley Marks had 1 catch for 16 yards. That was a touchdown. Noah Bruce had 1 catch for 13 yards. Carson Butts, 1 catch for 11 yards. And Owen Eck had 1 catch for 3 yards. For Holton, the Wildcats finished the day with 6 first downs. They had 128 yards rushing on 29 carries, averaging 4.4 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 1 of 3 through the air for 33 yards. So the Wildcats finished the day with 161 total yards of offense. Holton turned the football over 3 times today. It was 2 fumbles and 1 interception, and they had 7 penalties for 36 yards. Individually, the Wildcats were led on the ground by Matt Lears. He had 6 carries for 59 yards. Jaden Fletcher had 7 carries for 33 yards. Garrison Booth had 11 carries for 22 yards. And Jace Boswell had 5 carries for 14 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 1 of 3 through the air for 33 yards. That one completion went to Jaden Fletcher. Jaden Fletcher, 1 catch for 33 yards. Your final score today, Andale is your Class 3A state champion as they defeat Holton today 28-0. Justin.
couple awards to hand out here in our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. We need to get our Giant Communications lineman of the game, as well as our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. We'll do those awards and wrap up our broadcast and wrap up the Holton Wildcat football season when we return after one final timeout here in Hutch on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson. Concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool designs. Good luck to the Holton Wildcats today.
Cecil K's Hometown Market in Holton is your local grocer with a terrific meat department, fresh produce, and bakery, as well as custom items to grab and go. Shop online at cecilk.com. Love local at your family-owned convenient grocery store. Cecil K's on Highway 75 in Holton.
J&M Market. This holiday season, your one-stop shop. Visit Victoria with Magnolia Bell Boutique, Michelle with J&M Sewing Center, and Minta with Olson Design. Located on the west side of the Holton downtown square. Wishing the Wildcats good luck at state.
Wheeler & Son Cattle is one of the state's leading providers of purebred and balancer Gelby bulls and replacement heifers. Contact Jerry Wheeler at 785-364-7545. For Wheeler & Son Cattle of Holton, offering bulls and heifers. Take pride in your cattle.
Napa Bob and his pal Gus want to wish the Holton Wildcats good luck during their state championship football game today. Congratulations on a great season so far and bring home a championship. Bob Lamberson and Gus with Napa Auto Parts in downtown Holton.
Prairie Band One Stop is your one-stop shop along Highway 75 just north of Mayetta. Stop by for fuel or a wide selection of food and drink options featuring PT's coffee and Native American themed items for sale. Stop by and visit Prairie Band One Stop just north of Mayetta off Highway 75.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small-town bank? You have found it at Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Garrison Booth with the Holton Wildcats. I want to thank my family and my brother for coming down to my community. Go Cats.
And welcome back to Gowan Stadium on the campus of Hutchinson Community College. One final time as we wrap up today's broadcast, as Zandale is your Class 3A state champions as they defeat Holton 28-0 here today. Couldn't give you the two different awards that we have each and every week on KNZA. We have the lineman of the game. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications protects your blind side. Ask them about whole home Wi-Fi and how it can better your network experience. Check them out online at giantcom.net. Giantcom.net. And today, what we like to do in the last game of the season is mainly just recognize the seniors. And so our lineman of the game, we're going to list off the senior lineman for Holton here this season. And that goes like this. First, we have Tristan McCammon, senior Tristan McCammon, also senior Tyler Phillips, senior Brody Page, and senior Cooper Baxter. Those are the linemen that will graduate for Holton, and we will give them our lineman of the game. Lineman of the season is obviously this Holton rushing attack. That starts up front with those big guys in the trenches, and those guys put together a tremendous high school football career, and they'll be our lineman of the game today. We also will give away a player to bank on. The player of the game is brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and for that we'll go ahead and list off the other seniors. Non-lineman seniors on the roster for Holton had Ashton Schrick, Tucker Gilliland,
Jaden Fletcher, Matt Lears, Asher Larson, Garrison Booth, Jace Boswell, Caleb Hernandez, and also Sam Miller, Charlie Gilliland, and Ja'Kari Washington. That's your seniors, and those will be your players to bank on, the player of the game. Again, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. The senior class for Holton finishes their career, their four-year career, with a record of 38-8. And their picture will go up on the wall as a state runner-up, and they will finish their season with a record of 11-2, a loss to start the season to Class 2A champion Nemaha Central, and a loss here on this Saturday in November to Andale, 28-0. The Wildcats finished their season 11-2. Go ahead and give you these scoring updates from around the state in the other state championship games before we sign off today. Looks like we'll go ahead and start on the 6A side of things and work our way down. Gardner Egerton and Manhattan are tied 14-14, and that's gone to overtime in Class 6A. In Class 5A, Mill Valley leads Mays 28-14. These are all fourth quarter scores. Miege leads Wamego 35-14. In Class 4A, of course, in Class 3A here, Andale defeats Holton 28-0. In Class 2A, Nemaha Central leading Kingman 33-11. In Class 1A, Inman leading St. Mary's 41-38. In 8-man Division 2, Axtell defeats Thunder Ridge 76-28. 8-man Division 1, Wichita County will take on Little River. That'll be starting here momentarily. And then in the first 6-man state championship in state history, Cunningham is leading Ashland 38-16. Again, your final score here today, Andale, your four-time defending state champions as they defeat Holton 28-0. The Wildcats finished their season 11-2, and the seniors finished with a record for their career 38-8. For Justin Fluke, who's headed down to the sideline to hang out with his son, our staff here on the Holton Channel, Ethan Will and Kyler Catherine's doing a great job all season on the Holton Channel. Jake Spaulding had the sideline coverage today and all season long as well. My name is Mike Tanking. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for the support. And everybody have a safe trip home. And look forward to basketball season.